USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mark Morgan, the former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection under former President Trump, says about 30,000 people who entered the country illegally via Mexico have been released by federal officials into the country since January amid a surge of people being held in detention centers. Oscar Escamilla is the acting executive officer of the U.S. Border Patrol in the Rio Grande Valley.
The capacity for this location for COVID purposes is 250. For previous to COVID, the total capacity was 1,000. But I'm holding, like I said, you know, we're holding over 4,100 subjects in this location alone. So you do the math. We're way over capacity. We're like 700% over capacity.
The NFL will have a 17-game season this year. Owners approving the change to add the game starting next year. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
China once again flexing its muscle when it comes to Hong Kong.
China's government on Tuesday passed a new law taking over Hong Kong's electoral system, which is designed to ensure only patriotic figures can run for positions of power. Critics argue the law effectively marks the end of democracy in the Asian financial hub as it gives the ruling Chinese Communist Party control of elections with all opposition removed from the legislature. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden set to reveal his big infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh tomorrow. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki previewing Biden's speech.
Let me just say that the speech tomorrow is about making an investment in America, not just modernizing our roads, our railways, our bridges, but building an infrastructure of the future.
The plan being met with resistance from some Republicans as the plan would raise taxes on corporations, capital gains, and individuals earning more than $1 million a year. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is $2.94. According to AAA, those prices may drop 5 to 10 cents over the next couple of weeks. One of the common themes we're hearing as to why gasoline prices have risen so much over the past 2 months is that demand is up and more people are out there driving. When in reality, Mark Moreno, founder of Climate Depot, tells USA Radio News this has a lot to do with President Biden's policy regarding energy.
When you're dealing with gas prices, it's kind of like the stock market. They get spooked easily, and they can fly up and down. And I think the gas prices, the mechanisms that set gas prices see the trend, and they see what's happening. American energy is going to be choked and squeezed, and therefore you're going to get rationing, and rationing leads to higher energy prices. So the ban on leasing, new prohibitions from Biden, in fact, the former Shell oil president said, quote, creates a psychology in the industry that there's going to be less available. And that's why he says prices are going up. It really is. When you think of gas prices, think of like a stock market and how easily it's psychologically moved up and down each day.
Google Maps users will soon be able to use the app to navigate indoor spaces like airports or malls. The tech giant saying the new feature uses augmented reality to display arrows on your phone screen to show you exactly where to go. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.